Turn your Bibles this morning to Mark chapter 11, verse 1.
请大家把圣经翻到马可福音第十一章第一节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 1.
马可福音十一章第一节。
And as they approached Jerusalem at Bethage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he, this would be Jesus, sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt there on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷。到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说：“你们往对面的村子里去，一进去的时候，必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。”
And if anyone says to you, "Why are you doing this?" you say, "The Lord has need of it," and immediately he will send it.Back here.
若有人对你们说为什么做这事，你们就说主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。
This morning we will spend particular interest in that one little phrase, "The Lord has need of it."
我们今天早上要把注意力放在这小小的一节，就是主要用它。
Luke 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke 23,
路加福音二十三章
,verse 33,
三十三节。
And when they came to the place called the skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right, one and the other on the left.But Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下
,verse 42,
第四十二节。
And he was saying, this would be the thief on the cross, Jesus,Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
好，三十四节，耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。四十二节，那个强盗就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
And John chapter 19, verse 26.
约翰福音十九节，十九章三十六节。
John 19:26.
二十六节，约翰福音十九章二十六节。
Here we're going to see the third word that the Lord spoke from the cross.
我们今这里要看的是主耶稣在十字架上所讲的第三句话。
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own household.
二十六节，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边。就对他母亲说母亲看你的儿子又对那门徒说看你的母亲从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了
And then one last verse in John chapter 11
最后一个章节是在约翰福音十一章
And to put this in context, let's start with verse 47 of John 11.
那为了背景，我们先来读四十六节，十一章的四十六节。
Therefore, the chief priest and the Pharisees convened a council and were saying, "What are we doing? For this man is performing many signs."
四十六节，但其中也有人去见法利赛人的，将耶稣所做的事告诉他们。祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说，这人行好些神迹，我们怎么办呢？
If we let him go on like this, all men will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation.
若这样由着他，人人都要信他，罗马人也要夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。
But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them,You know nothing at all, nor do you take into account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish.
内中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司，对他们说，你们不知道什么，独不想一个人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，就是你们的益处。
Now this he did not say on his own initiative,But being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad.
他这话不是出于自己，是因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死。也不但替着一国死，并要将神四散的子民都聚集归一。
That he might gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad.
并要将神四散的子民都聚集归一。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we rejoice this morning for the invitation to be around your table.
父啊，我们今天早上欢喜快乐地接受这个邀请，来到您的桌子面前。
And this great revelation again this morning that there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
这是何等伟大的启示，就是在主里的就不被定罪。
All of our past sins under the blood.
我们以往的过犯都在宝血之下。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life under the blood of the Lamb.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲都在羔羊的宝血遮盖下。
We truly are a blessed people.
我们确实是蒙福的人。
We are grateful people this morning.
今天早上我们也是感恩的人。
Speak to us now, Lord, again through your word.
求您现在借着话语对我们讲话。
That again we might see Jesus.
让我们可以看见耶稣。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The first word that we read today was the entrance of Jesus coming into Jerusalem.
我们今天读的第一个章节是讲到耶稣进耶路撒冷。
And we see quite an interesting picture. He stops there on Mount Olivet and says, "Fetch me an animal to ride on."
很有趣的是，在橄榄山那里，他停下来说，带一个驴驹给我。
He designates the place.
他定了那个地点。
He designates the animal.
他也定了那个动物。
He tells of the response that the owner might have.
他甚至把那个驴驹的主人有什么回应也讲出来了。
And he says to the disciples, tell them that I have a need for this animal.
他对门徒讲，对那个主人讲，我要用它。
The Lord has need of it.
主要用它，对它有一个需要。
When we read the first 10 chapters of Mark's Gospel, we see Jesus meeting many needs.
当我们读马可福音一到十章的时候，看到耶稣满足许多人的需要。
In fact, every need imaginable, that man has is mentioned in those first 10 chapters.
其实人所能想到的所有的需要在第一章到第十章马可福音都提到了。
And Jesus wonderfully meets every one of those needs.
那耶稣奇妙地满足了所有这些需要。
But we get to the 11th chapter and we see a change.
但到了第十一章这里有一个改变。
All of a sudden we see the Lord Jesus has a need.
突然我们看到主耶稣他有一个需要。
How can the King of Glory have a need?
荣耀的王还有任何的需要吗?
How who God, who is perfect wisdom, perfect happiness, have a need?
这位全智全丰的神难道他还有任何需要吗?
He has created everything.
他创造了所有的一切。
He has supplied everything.
他供应了所有的一切。
Physical, mental, spiritual, it's all complete in him.
物质上的思想上的所有一切的需要都在他里面。
And yet Jesus makes this comment, the Lord has need of him.
但主耶稣却讲了这句话，主要用他。
If we look carefully, it is a thought throughout the whole Bible.
如果我们仔细看的话，其实这个意念在整本圣经里面都存在。
God had no intention of creating man for man's own benefit, for man's own pleasure.
神创造了人并不是为了人自己的满足自己的快乐。
We often think that life is for me.
我们经常想到这个生命是为我自己的。
In fact, we even get saved and look to God because we need something more for ourselves.
当我们得救以后也来仰望主但是是求主满足我的需要。
We often look to the Lord when we have a need.
我们仰望主的时候是我们有需要的时候。
We need him for maybe some health problem.
也许在健康上我们有需要。
We need him because of some financial difficulty.
也许在财务上我们有困难。
There is some problem socially, maybe between husband and wife or family member. We look up, we need God.
在我们与人的关系之中比如夫妻之间有难处我们来仰望主。
And because we're possessed with this rather selfish thought, we never consider that God has a need.
因为这个自私的想法一直抓住我们，我们不会去想到原来神他有需要。
But God does have a need, and that's why we were created.
神确实有需要，这是我们被创造的原因。
To be the ones who would supply that need.
我们是要供应神的这个需要。
To be the ones who would care for the Father's need and for the Son.
我们应该来关心神跟神子的需要。
And we are the blessed ones.
我们就是被祝福的这些人。
God has taken a very selfish, independent, self-loving people and said, I will use them to meet my need.
神就把我们这些自私、独立、自爱的人拿在他手里说我要让他们满足我的一个需要。
Of course, he has to do quite a work in us before we're ever going to come to what we were created for.
没错又要许多的工作做在我们身上才能让我们达到这个被创造的目的。
As I said earlier, because we are consumed with our own life.
刚才我提到我们完全被自己的生命所占有。
The reason we have marriage problems is because of an independent spirit in one or both people,It's my life.
因为在婚姻里面两个人都有自己独立的主意这是我自己的生活。
Not knowing that the secret to marriage is being a bond slave of the other person.
并不知道婚姻的秘密原来是做对方的奴仆。
Husband, a bond slave of the wife, and the wife, the bond slave of the husband.
丈夫你是你妻子的奴仆妻子你是你丈夫的奴仆。
So what does the Lord do in this dilemma?
那神为什么要在这个处境下面来做这样的事呢
?How is he going to get us to be those who fulfill that need?
为什么他要选我们这样的人来满足他的要求需要呢
?Supply him with companionship.
给他一个需要就是做他的同伴。
Be those who are his companions.
成为与他相称的同伴。
Those who live to have fellowship with him.
那些活着是与他有交通的。
Well, he's done a great work.
他做了一个 非常伟大的事。
And we have sung about it a number of times, even this morning.
甚至今天早上我们已经唱过许多次。
All to bring us into that place where we meet the need of the Lord.
全是把我们带到一个地步，就是来满足他的需要。
Here is this wild donkey.
这里有一个驴驹，是野的驴驹。
A great picture representation of ourselves.
这是一个非常准确的图画来描写我们每个人。
And Jesus says, I can use that. I have need of that.
但耶稣说，我可以用它，我对它有需要。
This wild donkey will carry my testimony.
这个野驴要承担我的见证。
This wild donkey will get me to my goal.
这个野驴要让我达到最终的目的。
And they brought the donkey to Jesus and he rode it in.To the city.
所以这个驴驹被带到主耶稣面前，他骑在上面进了耶路撒冷。
A donkey that had never been ridden before.
这个驴驹是从来没有人骑过的。
His whole nature is to really get the rider off, to buck him off.
其实他的本性是不管谁骑在他背上，都要把他掀下去。
Either by bucking, either by charging ahead, or either by stopping.
或者是往前冲，或者是跳，或者是所有的动作要把这个人掀下去。
A donkey, a mule, even a young horse, colt, are not easy to train.
像幼小的驴或者牛或者马都是非常难训练的。
I have personally been bucked off many, many times.
我曾经被他们掀下来许多次。
And I'm fortunate to even be standing up here today when I think of the number of times that a horse has veered, especially a young colt, has veered and I've gone straight over the head, or it stopped suddenly and I've gone over the head, or it started, bolted forward, and I've fallen off the back.
我今天能够站在这里，我不能想象有多少次我是被这个马的突然间的急停，我从他的头上面翻过去，或者说我骑在上面突然加速，我从他后背摔下去，多少次。
So God has given us this picture of you and I.
所以神用这个图画来让我们看到我们自己。
And the moment the Lord stepped on that over the top of that horse, of that colt, it was tamed.
但是主如果是骑在这样的马上面，在这样的他会平静。
And from that moment on, it met the need of the Lord Jesus.
从那个时候开始，他就能够来满足主耶稣的需要。
The past few months, we have been looking at the Spirit of Christ on the cross.
过去几个月，我们来看的就是主耶稣在十字架上的灵。
His life, his death, his burial and resurrection are the very taming things that he uses in our life.
他的整个的生活，他的死、埋葬、复活，都表明他里面的这个灵。
When we think of a young colt, when we think of a young, untamed donkey, we think of something that is not under the master.
我们提到马驹、提到驴驹的时候，他们从来没有个主人。
And this has to be altered.
这个需要被改变。
And we say this animal has a wild spirit.
我们要提到这样的动物，就说它们里面有一个野性。
We say this animal has a stubborn spirit. It's going to do what it wants to do.
它里面有一个固执的本性，就是要做它想要去做的。
Much like ourselves.
也非常的像我们。
And it is very deep in each one of us.
在我们里面，每个人都有很深的这样的本性。
We are a stubborn people.
我们是固执的人。
We can hear messages.
我们可以听许多的讲道。
And we can turn right around and do the opposite of what we hear.
转脸我们就去做与所听的相反的事情。
Why? Because our will is so strong.
为什么？因为我们的意志太坚强。
It's the history of the children of Israel. They were a self-willed people.
就像以色列人他们历史，他们整个民族都是这样的坚强了自己的意志。
We would rather die in the wilderness than to follow God's command.
我们宁愿死在旷野里，也不来追随神的旨意。
And it's in each one of us.
这个也在我们每个人中间。
We're not talking of just unbelievers. We're talking of all of us believers.
我们并不是讲到还没信主的人，是讲到许多的信徒。
Yes, we have been saved.
没错，我们是得救了。
But the Lord is not Lord of our life.
但是主并不是我们生活生命的主。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when we come to the Lord,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们到主面前的时候，
it is much more important that when you talk to an unbeliever, you talk to him about or her about Jesus being Lord than Savior.
那如果我们面对福音朋友的时候，更重要的是，并不是讲到主耶稣是救主，更主要的是讲到他是我们的主。
We often turn these two around.
经常我们把这两件事倒过来。
I have a problem. I need a savior.
我有一个问题，我需要一个救主。
And so we come and we approach that person on the terms of being a savior.
所以我们面对这个人的时候，就从救主这里来向他传。
When a person is truly born again of the Spirit.
当一个人真的从灵里重生的时候，
When the regeneration spirit of Christ comes in a person,
当这个圣灵进到这个人里面的时候，
It is because that person has said, He is Lord of my life.
是因为这个人做了个决定，说他是我生命的主。
And from him being Lord, he now can be Savior.
因为他是我的主，所以他能够救我，所以他是救主。
There are many believers who are saved today, but Jesus is not Lord.
许多今天得救的人，主耶稣并不是他们的主。
Not Lord of the marriage, not Lord of the family, not Lord of their finances, not Lord of the possession, not Lord of anything.
在他们的婚姻、家庭、财务各样的事上，都不是他们的主。
Still a stubborn, unbroken foal.
还是这样一个固执的，没有被破碎的。
And that does not meet the need of Jesus.
这并不能达到主耶稣的需要。
What if that colt had bucked the Lord off? That would not meet the Lord's need.
如果这个驴驹把主耶稣从背上掀下来的话，他不能满足主耶稣的需要。
He needed someone to carry him.
因为主耶稣需要有人把他带到耶路撒冷里面。
So how does the Lord, what does the Lord do in our life?
那主耶稣在我们的生活生命里面做什么事？
What is it that the Lord wants?
主耶稣到底他需要什么？
Well, we have been seeing how, first of all, there's great forgiveness.
我们看到第一件就是有这个伟大的赦免。
We had a wonderful time around the Lord's table this morning considering really one thought.
在今天饼杯面前，我们有一个奇妙的意愿。
And I could tell by the prayers and the songs that most people caught that one thought this morning.
借着诗歌，借着祷告，许多人我们都已经抓到这个意念。
There is no more condemnation.
就是再没有定罪。
No guilt.
再没有心里面的亏欠。
Even the things we did yesterday, they're under the blood.
就算昨天做的事。已经都在宝血遮盖下面。
And we could sing this morning, victory in Jesus.
今天我们可以唱得胜靠耶稣。
Finished.
已经是成了。
That's what makes that word on the cross so significant. Possibly later on this summer, we will see that. Finished.
就像在十字架上那句话是何等的有意义。
But it all started with that word, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
但这一切都是从这句话开始，就是父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He was saying this to the people who had just spat on him, who were cursing him right at that moment that he said it.
他所说的，所对着的对象就是那些曾经对他吐唾沫来羞辱他的人。
He meant it.
但是他心里面真的是这样的祈求。
And the reason we can be here guilt-free today is because of that prayer.
今天我们良心上没有任何的亏欠，就是因为这一个祷告。
And that prayer immediately had effect on one of the men on his right, one of those criminals who was blaspheming him and cursing him.
那这句话就在他旁边的一个强盗上面马上发生作用。这个强盗就是在那里羞辱他，来轻视他，诋毁他的。
And his heart melted, and he said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
所以这个强盗就说，在你德国的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus made that beautiful statement to him, Today you will be with me in paradise.
啊，耶稣就讲了这句美好的话，今天你就要同我在乐园里了。
What effect that must have had on his mother right then, who was tearfully crying at the foot of the grave.
那这句话对耶稣的母亲在十字架下面正在那悲伤哭泣的时候有什么影响呢？
She recognized immediately, John recognized immediately that Jesus was not going to die. He was going to be ushered into paradise.
马上他们还有约翰都意识到原来主耶稣他不会死，因为他要进入乐园。
What a comfort it must have been to those few ladies, sisters, there at the foot of the grave to hear Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise.
对着那些在旁边那些亲爱的姐妹们，那些妇女是多么的美好，因为主耶稣说，今天你就要同我在乐园里了。
And then Jesus looked down after saying that word, today you shall be with me in paradise. He looked down to his mother and he said these words, woman, behold your son.
然后主耶稣看见母亲，就对母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。
And then he looked to his beloved John, the disciple he loved, and he said, son, your mother.
然后他就对着约翰，他所爱的门徒说，儿子，看你的母亲。
Why would he say, woman?
为什么他说母亲？
Why didn't he say, mother, something sentimental?
为什么他说妇人，或者原文是妇人，这里说是母亲。
Jesus, even in his most excruciating time, was a man of presence.
甚至在主耶稣在这样的悲惨的境况下面，他还是一个这样来关心人的人。
No idle talk.
他并没有来讲一些闲话。
Every word calculated. Every word calculated.
每句话都是这样的精确。
Every word thought out.
每句话都是已经深思熟虑的。
He knew if he had exposed his mother by saying mother, many might start cursing her as being the mother of this no good person that was hanging on the cross.
其实他当时讲的是妇人，为什么他这么讲呢？因为他如果讲母亲，那些反对他的人会把他们的愤怒归到他自己的母亲身上，他是这样的来为他着想。
But there's also even a more important spiritual reason.
但是有更深属灵的意思在里面。
Jesus is thinking of his purpose.
因为耶稣想到的是他自己的目的。
He's thinking of his goal.
他自己的旨意。
He's taking Mary and those around us and even in the word to us that he's about something eternal.
因为他看到玛利亚他自己的母亲，还有看到今天我们这样的人，他想到的是那个永远的旨意。
These earthly relationships will pass away for something greater.
因为这个地上的我们的亲情关系都要过去，有一个更大更美好的。
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
就是主里的弟兄姐妹们。
Mary is a daughter of Jerusalem.
玛利亚她是耶路撒冷的女儿。
Which is higher than being a mother of a man.
作为耶路撒冷的女儿，其实比在地上做一个母亲更加的荣耀。
Not to take anything away from Mother's Day.
并不是要把母亲节这件事从我们中间拿走。
We thank the Lord on this earth for Mother's Day.
为神，我们要感谢在这个地上我们有母亲节。
Which I hope everyone here realize is not just one day, it's 365 days.
希望大家都意识到母亲节并不是一天，是365天。
But there's something higher.
但是有更高的。
It's a heavenly family.
这是一个属天的家。
It's not based on the titles of this earth.
并不是按照我们地上的头衔。
It's not based on emotions and earthly sentiments.
并不是地上的感情和我们亲密的关系。
But it's the family of God.
而是神的家。
And you know why you're breathing this morning?
为什么今天我们还有气息？
Because God wants you to be in that family.
因为神愿意我们在这个家里。
And we'll touch on that in just a couple moments.
我很快就要提到这件事。
But first of all, when the Lord said, woman, behold your son.
但第一句话就是说，母亲，看你的儿子。
We must think for a moment the condition of the Lord Jesus when he saying those words.
我们必须要考虑到主耶稣讲这句话当时的情形。
Excruciating pain.
就是在钉十字架的这个痛苦里面。
Hated by all those around him.
被那些周围的人所仇恨。
And yet we see in these first three words on the cross, the presence, the nobility, the honor to think of others far before himself.
但是就是在这样的情形里面，他里面那个尊贵，那个啊圣洁，就是表明出来，因为他在那个时候还顾念到其他的人。
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们。
Today you'll be with me in paradise.
今日你就要同我在乐园里了。
And now he's fulfilling that fifth commandment: honor your mother and your father.
现在他是在是在完成那第五条诫命，就是尊敬你的父母。
Call it responsibility.
这是什么呢？就是责任。
When we are sick, how much do we think of other people?
当我们病的话，我们有多少时候想到其他人呢？
No, we become very inward.
没有，我们总是先想到我们自己。
Oh, poor is me.
哦，我多可怜。
I feel so terrible.
我现在感觉真的是很难受。
I've spent most of the month of May in the hospital with people.
在整个五月份，基本上大半的时间，我是在医院里面同一个人在一起。
And I saw many different situations.
我看到许多不同的情形。
The third day I was in the hospital, I went down to go out and eat.
那第一天到达医院的时候，我是先到外面去吃一顿饭。
And in the lobby of Mayo Clinic Hospital, there were 200 people gathered.
那在我吃饭的地方，在医院里面那个饮食的地方，有200人在那里聚集。
And so I thought, some VIP must be coming to enter the hospital.
那我就在想，这么多的人在这里，是不是有一个非常重要的人来到这个医院呢？
CBS News was there, and the cameraman.
哦，像 PBS 这个新闻台啊，还有许多的那些记者都在那里。
So I stood there for a few minutes.
所以我就站在那里看一看。
Finally, I got nerve to speak to someone. I said, "Who are we waiting for?"
然后过了一段我想还是问一问，今天有谁要来？
And she began to tell me. She said, "There's been a young man, 40 years of age, who's been in the hospital for 2 years."
他就说有一个40多岁的年轻人，他在这个医院已经有两年了。
And he has never been out of this hospital for 2 years, and everyone in the hospital loves him.
他说这个年轻人两年没有出过医院，但医院里的每一个人都爱他。
He has been such an inspiration to everyone.
他对每一个人来讲是这么的启发。
And we waited.
我们就在那里等。
And all of a sudden the elevator opened.
然后电梯就门打开。
And out came this handsome dressed man.
然后就出来一个非常英俊，打扮也非常的整洁的人。
Hand in hand with his wife.
他与他的妻子手拉手走出来。
Quite unusual though.
非常不同寻常。
He had no heart.
他没有心脏。
He had a little backpack. A little backpack.
但是他也没有带着一个小小的背包。
And he became the first man who ever walked out of the hospital without a heart.
他是这个世上第一个人走出医院但没有心脏的。
But he had a glow, he had a spirit.
但是他里面有一个灵。
Different ones would tell me while I was in the hospital his testimony how he would get up early and read his Bible.
那医院里的人都告诉我这个年轻人怎么样早上起来读圣经。
Last week some of you might have seen on the 6 o'clock news his story.
也许有的人在早晨的六点的新闻里面看到这个年轻人的故事。
I saw this repeated among a number of people.
那我看到很多人其实他们听到过这件事。
Two people on our floor had transplants while I was there. New hearts from someone else.
当我在医院的时候在同一层有两个病人接受了心脏的移植。
And I was able to speak toOne of them, the last day that we were there.
那在我离开之前最后一天，与其中的一个人有一个交谈。
Poor children. 30-some-year-old lady with a new heart.
这是一个30多岁的年轻的女孩子，她有一个新的心脏。
Brothers and sisters, I saw so much about heart this week. I kept thinking, or this month, I kept thinking of, we need a new heart.
因为这个月我看到这么多有关心脏的事，所以我里面有一个想法，大家我们都需要一个新的心。
And the Lord Jesus has given it to us.
其实主耶稣已经把这个新的心给了我们。
And as he spoke those words on the cross,
当他在十字架上讲这些话的时候，
we see a good heart.
我们看到一个何等美好的心。
A righteous heart.
一个公正圣洁的心。
A perfect spirit.
一个完美的灵。
A spirit who could take responsibility for his mother's needs.As he was hanging there, dying.
这样的一个灵让他在被钉十字架的时候还来顾念到母亲的需要，来完成他自己的责任。
Brothers and sisters, this week, many of us will go through various problems.
弟兄姐妹们，这一周我们许多人都要经过不同的问题。
But what kind of heart are we going to have? What is our spirit?
那我们里面应该有什么样的心，什么样的灵呢？
Is it going to be, can't you see I've got enough problems of my own without bothering me?
可能我们会说，你还来这样来打搅我们，我自己的问题已经够多了。
Or is it going to be that heart of the Lord Jesus that he is reconstituting in us to love our children, our boss, our co-worker?
或者是主耶稣那样的心，他制作在我们里面，让我们来爱我们的主管，爱我们的孩子。
So there, as Jesus spoke that third word on the cross, we see responsibility.
所以当我们看到主耶稣在十字架上这第三句话的时候，第一个看到的就是责任。
But we see something even more important than that.
但是我们看到更重要的。
We see the Lord intimating his need, what his need is.What he came for.
那这里就启示到主耶稣他的旨意，他为什么来的那个目的。
When he connects his mother with John, he is showing us the fact of family.
那当我们看到他把他的母亲跟约翰连接在一起的时候，我们看到的是一个家庭。
Only one thing will meet our father's need.
只有一件事能够让父的心满足。
And that is a family.
那就是一个家。
A dwelling place.
一个居住所在，居住之所。
A household of faith.
是一个信仰的家。
A lover.
是爱的家。
Oh, that is what God wants.
这个就是神所要的。
That's why we were here. That's why you're here today.
这就是为什么您今天在这里。
That's the only reason God has you still breathing.
这就是为什么神还让我们有气息。
And many times the Lord people takes people out of this life because they're not centered on that purpose.
很多人神让他们离开这个世界，因为他们的主要的目的不在这件事上。
We live in perilous times.
我们是住在一个时代，危险的时代。
For us believers, the oil spill is not just something between the government and BP and Louisiana and Texas coastline.
对于我们信主的人来讲，这个石油的泄漏并不只是关乎政府 BP 这个公司，或者是路易斯安那，或者是我们德州的这个海岸线。
To us as believers, we should see it the hand of God shaking.
对于信主的人来讲，我们应该看到神的手在震动这一切。
The wars that are around this world right now in tribes and nations, cities, is innumerous.
今天在各国各族之间所有这些战争我们数不胜数。
They're all on purpose.
这些里面都有一个
To bring us to that place where God wants us to be his family.
把我们带到一个地方就是认识到神的家。
Are you in his family?
您今天在不在神的家里？
Well, if you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in his family.
如果您已经相信接受主耶稣的话，你就在神的家里。
Are you meeting the Lord's needs?
那你有没有满足到神的需要呢？
Are you living for him?
你有没有为他而活呢？
Are you his lover?
你是不是他的爱人呢？
What characterizes this family?
那这个家有什么特征呢？
Well, first of all, we have to have the same spirit of Christ.
第一件事，我们都必须要有主耶稣的灵。
In a family, brothers and sisters, there has to be this spirit of forgiveness daily.
在神的家里面，每天都需要这个赦免的灵。
Whether it's your family at home or this family here.
不光是在这里的家，还有在我们自己的家庭里面。
I have been in this fellowship here, gathered with this local group for 20 years.
我在这里与这些弟兄姐妹聚集已经超过20年。
And I have offended many people.
我冒犯了许多的人。
In a number of different ways.
也在许多的方式上来冒犯了他们。
Sometimes intentional, sometimes unintentional.
有时候我是故意的，但有的时候我其实没有这个意思。
We are all human.
我们都是人。
We make mistakes.
我们都犯错误。
We sin.
我们都犯了罪。
We love ourselves.
我们都爱自己。
We try to impress others.
我们都要让别人来赞赏我们。
And when someone gets in our way, we push them out of our way.
有人来阻挡我们的时候，我们就把他推开。
We are not compassionate.
我们没有怜悯。
We are not kind.
我们并不良善。
There is nothing in us that can make us a family.
在我们里面没有这样的成分让我们可以成为一个家。
We have many distinctions.
我们有许多不同。
We have cultural distinctions.
文化的差异。
We have political view distinctions.
在政治上不同的观点。
We have monetary distinctions.
在那个财政上面，我们又有许多不同的情形。
Race distinction.
还有种族的差异。
Language distinction.
语言的差异。
How can we ever become a family?
我们怎样成为一个家呢？
Spirit of forgiveness.
就是赦免的灵。
Spirit of living in the presence of the Lord. And when Jesus said, today you shall be with me in paradise.
就是这样一个灵，我们一起在一个同在里面，像耶稣讲，今天就要与他在乐园里了。
When Jesus said that word, what a spirit of grace.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候，是何等恩典的灵。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have a spirit of grace to be with one another.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要有这个恩典的灵，才能与弟兄姐妹相处。
Daily.
每天相处。
This is something that we don't get good at.
这件事我们做得并不好。
Because of that deep-seated sin in our life.
因为在我们里面有这个罪的根在里面。
That flesh that always wants to come up.
这个肉体总是想升上来。
And we say something to someone here that is hurtful. Something that is hurtful.
我们里面很有一个意愿要讲一些话来伤害到我们周围的人。
And we say, and then we're convicted, we say, please forgive me.
当我们这样被当我们这样来认罪的时候，要说，请你赦免我。
Because Jesus has forgiven me.
因为耶稣已经赦免了我。
We must have in the family of God resurrection life all the time.
在神的家里面也需要有这个复活的生命，每一时每一刻。
Remember the disciples? Were they a family when they were with Jesus 3 years on this earth?
记得那些门徒吗？当他们三年与主在这个地上同住的时候，是不是一个家呢？
When they're constantly arguing who is the greatest,
他们经常有这样的争论，说谁是最大的。
Do you think you this morning are more important than someone else here in this auditorium?
今天如果您坐在这里聚会厅，您心里有没有一个想法，说你比其他人更重要呢？
Well, I hope everyone's honest enough to admit.Yes, we've all thought we are more important than at least someone in this auditorium.
希望大家如果诚实的话，要承认在我们中间真的有人觉得自己比别人更重要。
That is the spirit of the devil.
这是一个邪恶的灵，仇敌的灵。
The spirit of Christ is I am the least. I am the servant of all that's in here.
主耶稣的灵就是我是至小的，我在这里是来服侍人的。
I am the servant of those in my household at home.
在家里面我是服侍人的。
Only by resurrection life were the disciples changed.
只有这个复活的生命能让这些门徒改变。
What a difference as they stood up there in Acts 2, one side by side as Peter spoke.
何等的荣耀，当在使徒行传第二章，彼得站起来讲话，所有的门徒都一起跟他站起来。
Not one of them, probably for the first time, said, Oh, there goes show off Peter again. He's always doing the talking.
那里面当时没有一个门徒想，你看又是彼得，他就是想在人面前出风头。
No, they were praying the whole time.
没有，他们在那里祷告。
Lord, give Peter anointing.
主啊，把这个恩膏降在彼得身上。
This is God's family.
这是神的家。
This isn't about you and me.
这不是关乎你，关乎我。
This isn't about being important in the body of Christ.
并不是说在身体里面谁更重要。
There is only one person important in the body of Christ.
只有一个人在主的身体里面是最重要的。
And that is the Lord Jesus.
那就是主耶稣他
自己。He is the head.
他就是头。
Even the Holy Spirit knows that and supports and submits and serves the Lord Jesus.
圣灵也知道，他不光知道，他顺服来服侍主耶稣。
When there is resurrection life, brothers and sisters, there will be order in the family.
当我们有这样复活的生命的时候，在神的家里一定有他的次序。
Very important sequence here. Life and now order.
非常重要的这个顺序，先有生命，然后有次序。
If I come in as the husband, as the father in my house and say, we're doing it our way,This is the law and order. 1, 2, 3, 4.
如果我作为一个丈夫，作为一个父亲进到这里，我说这就是我自己的这个我的主意。1, 2, 3, 4.
Without life, that is love, there will be anarchy. There will be rebellion. Who does he think he is?
那如果是在我们里面有这样一个反抗，有这样不顺服的灵，那心里会想他是谁？他为什么这么讲？
Family solves everything in a quiet way.
在家庭里面，我们看到每件事都是我们看到了每一件事。
In the spirit of love.
比如爱的灵。
Coming out of the cross.
就是在十字架上所显出来的。
Very important statement, brothers and sisters. There is no family.Without the cross.
这是非常重要的一句话，弟兄姐妹们，如果没有十字架，就没有神的家。
And the cross is simply crossing myself out.
十字架就是把我自己取消。
I'm not the important one.
我并不是那个重要的。
Did you walk in this morning around the Lord's table and say, I'm not the important one?
今天有谁到饼杯面前说，今天我不重要？
Or was there a thought of wanting to be seen?
或者您心里有一个意念，我要被别人都看到。
Or upset when someone did not see you.
或者当别人没有看到我们的时候，心里面很沮丧。
Someone snubbed you.
或者有人来得罪你。
Did not greet you.
没有同意你。
Oh, brothers and sisters, for there to be a family, there has to be the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，如果要有家，一定要有十字架。
Taking up that cross moment by moment.
让我们每一天每一刻都来背起自己的十字架。
Saying, Lord, this family is about you.
来说，主啊，神的家是关乎您。
This family is for you.
这个家是为了您。
In the family, we get to know God.
在家里面我们可以来认识神。
Where two or more are gathered together, God, Jesus says, I'll be in the midst.
主耶稣讲过，如果有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Oh, fellowshipping about the Lord, spiritual things, 2, 3, 4 together is a wonderful. This is the way we get to know God.
当我们只有两三个人，但是我们在那灵里面来交通神的事情，这就是神的家。
Iron does sharpen iron.
Iron and
sharpen. We're strengthened from one another.
哦，我们是从彼此来得到激励，得到坚定。
And we are family.
这样我们就是一个家。
And God's need is met.
神的需要在这里得了满足。
in a family, God's family, He is present.
在神的家里面，他在那里。
Brothers and sisters, whether it's Wednesday night, Friday night, gathering around your table at home, the question is God present?
弟兄姐妹们，在礼拜三、礼拜五的聚集，甚至我们在家里面同坐在桌子前面，要问的问题是神主在不在那里？
We can, it's possible to sing about the Lord Jesus.
很可能我们在那里唱有关主耶稣的诗歌。
It's possible to stand up here and preach about the Lord Jesus.
也许我们站在这里来讲论主耶稣。
And everything sounds good except Jesus is not there.
很多事情看起来都很好，但只有一件事，主不在那里。
Ichabod, the glory of the Lord has left.
以加伯，神的荣耀离开以色列。
It's a sad thing.
这是一个非常悲哀的事。
We have the ability to meet religiously.
我们经常是在宗教的需要里面聚集。
Man has the ability to overcome in himself.
人会排除一切的困难来达到这件事。
We can worship with, in the Old Testament, they could worship without the ark, they could worship, not knowing who the ark was, everything just, this machinery just kept going on and on.
在旧约里面，这些人可以敬拜，甚至约柜都不在那里，甚至他们根本就不了解约柜的事，但是还像一个机器的运转一样，一直在做。
But in God's family, there is presence.
但是在神的家里面，有他的同在。
24 hours a day.
24小时，每一天。
Not just when we come to the meeting.
不光是来到这个聚会里面。
God wants us to be a family all through this coming week.
神让我们在将要来的一周都在神的家里。
In the family, there is ministering.
在家里面有服事。
If we are touching the Lord this morning,
如果今天我们摸到神的话,
if we
摸到主的话,
are meeting the Lord's need this morning,
如果今天早上我们来满足主的需要的话,
unknowing to believers around the world, they are being helped.
甚至对这些不信主的人，他们不知不觉之中都要被这样的聚集来帮助。
They don't know that we're here.
他们甚至不知道我们有这样的聚集。
But it's spiritual. It's a spiritual family.
但这是一个属灵的家。
And if we meet the need of God this morning, the family throughout the world is being blessed.
如果我们今天是这样来聚集，有神的家的实际，有他同在，在各地的其他的聚集都要被帮助。
Tomorrow when you go to work.
明天早上当你去工作的时候
If you are like Jesus, a responsible person to your boss, to your colleagues.
如果你像主耶稣一样对你的主管对你的同事来负责任的话
If you are kind, a servant, a gentle, manifesting Christ.
如果你里面有慈爱你里面有温柔来对着你的同事的话
The body of Christ around the world is blessed by your work for performance tomorrow.
甚至在各地主的身体都因为你明天在工作上的这样的行为要得祝福
Those of you who are still taking classes or will be taking classes this summer, when you work in the spirit of Christ,You are affecting all believers around the world.
如果您在暑假要学习任何课程的时候带着这样的灵进去在属灵里面你要帮助全世界所有其他的圣徒。
There is only one body of Christ.
因为在主里面只有一个身体。
There is a local expression.
没错在各地有不同的彰显。
But only one body, one family.
但是只有一个身体只有一个家。
And you and I are more related to the believers in Africa and India and China who've never seen than our unbelieving parents or siblings.
那我们今天甚至对在非洲、在印度、在中国的他们那样的家里面，甚至他们家里面不信主的人都有影响。
It's a blessed thing.
这是一个蒙祝福的事。
In the family, brothers and sisters,There is testimony.
弟兄姐妹们，在神的家里面有见证。
This is how the world finds Christ.
这就是世界怎样来知道主耶稣。
People are drawn more to Christ by the reality of family life than all the preaching in the world.
所有这些被吸引的人，他们并不是被我们的讲道吸引，是被神的家来吸引。
Most people in a country like the United States are blighted by hearing the gospel. They have heard it, seen it, or heard it so many times. They haven't seen much.
在美国呢，有许多的人，他们听到了福音，他们一辈子都在接触福音，但是他们却没有进入到这个实际。
But when two or three people begin to be family,
哦，但是他们见到的并不多。但是如果有两三个人这样聚集的话
，bearing in their hearts the very nature and character of the Lord Jesus in that family,
在他们里面，在这个家庭里面，有主耶稣他那样的本性彰显出来
，the world takes notice,
整个世界都要看见。
As the crisis in this world continue.
当这个世界的危机还在进行的时候
，and they are going to become even more severe as 2010 continues.
当2010年在继续的时候，所有这些危机要加重。
When we look back to January and the earthquake in Haiti and all the things that have happened in this 5 months, we probably say, how can it be any worse?
从一月份海地的地震开始，一直到现在五月份，我们可能会想，还有比这些更多、更严重的吗？
It will be worse.
但是还有更严重。
Judgment is upon this earth.
因为审判就要临到这个世界。
And brothers and sisters, there is only one safe, secure place to find yourself.
弟兄姐妹们，只有一个地方是安稳的，是安全的。
And that's in God's family.
就是在神的家里。
Oh, you say, I come to the meeting every week. I'm in God's family.
也许您会说，每个星期我都来聚会，我就在神的家里。
No, brothers and sisters, it means loving every single believer on this globe, red, yellow, black, brown, and white.
弟兄姐妹们，其实我们里面需要对任何不信主的，不管他们的肤色是黄的、黑的、白的，都要有这样的爱。
The weakest person in this fellowship.It might, their spiritual life might be going up and down like a yo-yo. Do you love them?
在我们聚会里面，有些人在属灵里面软弱，他们的生命上上下下，你爱他吗？
Do you care for them?
你关心他吗？
Brothers and sisters, if you're like me, I have to repent many times.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你们像我，我很多次要悔改。
We are a very stubborn people.
因为我们是如此的固执。
We are so inward and so consumed with this person of ours, our children, our family. That's the only thing that counts.
我们如此的关心自己，我的事物，我的家庭，我的儿女。
To care and pray for our enemies like Jesus did there on the cross in those three words.
我们能不能像主耶稣一样为仇敌祷告，就像在他在十字架上所讲的
？That is a different spirit.
这是一个不一样的灵。
That is like the spirit of Caleb in the Old Testament. It's a different spirit.
就像加勒一样，它里面有一个不同的心智。
And you and I do not have it in ourselves.
您跟我在自己里面并没有这样的灵。
You can dress it up. You can try. You can try to discipline your heart.
你可以在外面装饰，可以在自己里面来自律。
But it's not a spontaneous spirit.
但并不是那一个，一个即刻的反应，即刻的灵。
There is hope.
但是我们有希望。
Confess to the Lord.
就是在主面前悔改。
Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
所以在耶稣里面，没人能定他的罪。
You are in Christ this morning.
今天早上您就在耶稣里面。
And the test is.What do you think of his family?
我们的挑战是你对神的家怎么看
？Christians, I have trouble with them.
也许你说我爱主耶稣，但周围的基督徒，不怎么样。
That will never meet the need of Christ.
这样的话不会满足主耶稣的要求需要。
Only family will meet his need.
只有家能够满足主耶稣的需要。
One with one another.
就是我们彼此。
Caring for one another,
关心彼此。
Asking the Lord to show me ways I can help the other person.
求主来显出来，让我们怎样来关心周围的人。
Do you want to be a person strong mentally?
你是不是只要在心思里面做一个强壮的人呢？
Ask the Lord to give you a love and a caring spirit for others.
让神给我们一个爱跟关心的灵。
We become weak mentally when our life is centered on ourselves.
在心思里面我们可以柔软下来。
We become hypochondriacs. We fret and worry about every little illness.
我们经常是非常的敏感，在一些小的病痛上面都会马上非常的紧张。
We bring death to ourselves, our family, and the body of Christ.
这样的话，我们就把死带到自己家庭跟聚会里面。
But the answer is the cross.
但是答案就是十字架。
Come back to the cross every day.
每天回到十字架里面。
Hundreds of times a day.
一天几百次的回到十字架。
Lord, forgive me. I was so rude to my spouse.
主啊，赦免我，我对自己的配偶非常的粗鲁。
Thank you for forgiving me.
感谢您赦免了我。
That releases resurrection life.
这就把我们里面这个复活的生命释放出来。
There is order then in the body.
然后在神的身体里面就有次序。
The presence of God is now in your family.
神的同在就在这个家里。
And the need of Christ is met.
然后主耶稣的需要得了满足。
Father, thank you for the gospel.
父啊，感谢您为这福音。
What a great salvation.
何等奇妙的救赎。
We want to be those who meet your need.
我们愿意成为那一般满足您需要的人。
Every minute of the day.
每一天每一时刻。
Quit worrying about ourselves.
我们停止为自己来打算忧虑。
And taking care of you.
我们来关心您的需要。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.